What is the deal, Reapers? What is the deal? This is Devontae. It's the Reaper Motivation Podcast. And y'all know how we do, man. We're back at you guys today with some more motivation, some more topics about success, about ambition, about the Reaper mentality. And today, I'm going to get a little real with y'all today. We're going to talk about what is it that actually separates a Reaper from a normal individual, an ambitious individual, from your average individual just walking around. And guys, I'm gonna be real with y'all. This is gonna be, you know, it may not be something that you haven't heard before, but it's something that is not spoken about and that's not really understood, especially in today's world. You know, we have, as I talked about multiple other times, we're being very conditioned to be worker bees. And it's almost out of the norm to try to break the mold a little bit and step outside the box. But I'm here to tell you guys on the mental capacity, on a mentality note, not all people are created equal. And when I say not all people are created equal, I'm not talking about anyone's better than another individual, that anyone has, you know, just any type of advantage over anybody else as far as like how they live their lives. It's more so just talking about how we're all bred differently. See, I don't know if you guys have ever heard the phrase that they've said that leaders aren't made, they're born. Well, I also feel that you are born with something that is very, very crucial to be a leader, and that is very, very seldom in all people. You know, a lot of people want to like pinpoint generations and stuff like that. I'm gonna say this as mankind in general: not everybody is born with the same type of heart. If you guys played any type of football, any type of sports, you probably heard a lot of times in the past, you know, oh, he got heart. You know, he doesn't back down from nothing. He has just something about him. That's that courage that he can just go up and do whatever. And he's just confident in it because he has that courage in himself. And he has the heart to do it. Right? And it used to always, I've been something that my football coach used to always say when I was younger, you know, you can't teach heart. And there's a quote that I actually wanted to read that almost exemplifies this perfectly. And it was that we have to be braver than we think we can be, because God is constantly calling on us to be more than we are. And what that has to do with heart is that some of you guys are going to, in order to be an ambitious individual, you have to have the heart and the courage to face fear. It's not easy to have a stable and a normal life and to risk everything just to be successful, more successful than you already are. As human beings, all we want to be is satiated. That's all we want to be. We just want to be comfortable. We don't want to be knocked off of our platform. We just want to have a normal, easy life, create offspring, and live. You know, that's just normal. That's in our nature as human beings, just survival. But in order to be ambitious, in order to go ahead and say that I need to have more than what I have, it's not a selfish thing. It's not an ungrateful thing. It's something that just, it feeds your soul. And that's where that Reaper mentality comes from. And just, if you crave the nirvana that comes with just knowing that I just accomplished something else. But it takes a lot of heart and it takes a lot of courage to be able to do that. You know, and courage and heart is something that is going to, it's going to affect you guys in a lot of different ways and a lot of different aspects of life, because I'm going to be honest with you. You know, a lot of us are living life, as I talked about in the Demand Respect episode, we're living life scared. We're scared of everything. You know, it takes a lot of heart and a lot of courage to look somebody in the eyes and demand your respect. It takes a lot of heart and a lot of courage to look into the eyes of your loved ones and tell them that you got to go. Because you got to go chase your dreams. That takes a lot of courage. Because you don't know if that person's still going to be there when you come back. At the end of the day, you have your confidence. You have your belief in yourself. And whether that person's still there, whether those people who are behind you are still there, and whether you fall flat on your face, you just have that courage and that just self-audacity that you just got to charge towards whatever it is that you're trying to get to. And a lot of you guys are braver than you think. And I got to tell you, once you start to just take some risks, and I just every day I want you to just wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to try something different. And it could be minor. It could be just something as simple as, you know, I'm going to try a different type of food. I'm going to try a different type of workout. Or I'm going to go for an extra set in the gym today. You know, it could start as something simple. But then as you work your way up, it'll go for something as simple as just doing the extra set in the gym to my job is good, but I want more. So I'm going to apply to this job. And if they accept me, I'm going to take the opportunity. I'm going to relocate. Maybe this job is 3 hours away. But you see, what happens is that you, if you have that type of courage, that type of, you know, we're going to take calculated risk. You know, I'm not telling anybody to go out there and just, you know, be a bold face, just like daredevil and just go out there and just jump out in front of every opportunity that presents itself. You know, be calculated. Be very, very methodic in the way that you go about planning out your goals and the things you want to go after. But at some point in time, it's time to just let go of that rope. Throw away the safety net. You want somebody to help you. You want your parents to be there for you and to cradle you and to wipe your tears off and clean you up when you fall on your face. Or you want your girlfriend or your boyfriend to pick you up as soon as you... No. You got to experience that fall. You got to experience what it feels like to fail. Because when you fail, now you got the blueprint. Now you have the ability to say, okay, here's what went wrong. I know what went wrong. I know how to fix it. I had the confidence to fix it. I'm not going to fail again. And if you do fall back on your face, you get back up. You do one more time. That's the courage. That's that heart. And that's what I mean when I say not all people are created equal. Because how many of us can constantly keep getting hit and hit and hit and keep getting back up? It takes a crazy motherfucker to sit there and just keep getting knocked on his ass and knocked on his face. For people to keep trying to tear him down over and over again, and him just to get up like, hey, y'all motherfuckers is soft. This is all y'all got? I'm sitting here, I'm having fun at this point. Y'all can't break me. Which I thought this was fake. That confidence, that swagger that comes with that courage that comes in your body. There's not a whole lot of people that have that in their souls. And if you go on my channel, you'll hear me say that the soul is the most indestructible thing on this planet Earth. That is a pure fact. There's two things on this earth that cannot be destroyed. An atom and a human soul. The human soul just can't be destroyed. That all depends on your willpower. There's a whole lot of broken souls out there. You see them every day. There's a whole lot of people out there that's going through life and they're broken. But you know why? It's because they allowed themselves to be broken. Because they didn't have that courage to get back up when life knocked them down and keep coming forward. So forget the safety net. Let me tell you something. You move a lot more calculated. You move a lot more methodically. You move a lot more careful when you know that one misstep can make you fall. But at the same time, you're always pushing forward. Sometimes if you got somebody always, you know, kind of back there, like, you know, if you fail, I got you. Sometimes you may or may not want to even take that chance in the first place. Like, I'm good where I'm at. You know, why even give it a shot? And it's just a pure fact that most people stay where they are in life because they're scared. You've probably heard a million times someone say, you know, I gave up on my dream because of my kids. If you talk to an individual who's ambitious, who has kids, they'll tell you that their kids was not a weight now. They'll tell you that their kids was a blessing. And you know what that means? That means that they didn't see their kids as something holding them back. They saw it as something to move them forward. That's the difference in mentalities. So you got one person that has the excuse now in his life, oh, I don't got to chase my dreams no more. I got kids. You know, this is going to weigh me down. And that's kind of where that stigma comes from. People talk about how it's almost like it's bad to have kids nowadays. It's not bad to have kids. There's nothing wrong with having kids. There's something wrong with when you have kids that you just give up on life, that you just say, all right, fuck it. Hopefully he'll get some money. Passing off all the bucks to them. Hopefully, you know, they'll get me where I got to be. They'll buy me a house one day. Which is wishful thinking. We all want our kids to be successful, but that just means you give up on yourself. That just means that you just give up on everything that you wanted to do. But this is what I mean by not everybody is created equal. I'm not even going to say created. I'm going to say not everybody is bred equal. Because there's a different type of breed of individual that can always want to strive to be something. That can always just take those hits that life gets. Because something's always going to go wrong. Life kind of has a domino effect that I've noticed. When one thing goes wrong, everything goes wrong. And I got to tell you, when you know that you've become a mentally strong individual is when you're like, I know at some point in time something's going to happen. I'm ready for it. At all times, I'm always in a position of life where I know something's going to come and I'm always ready for it. And there's going to be a point in time where you finally come into terms with that courage in yourself and you realize, yo, I have a little bit of heart in me. I have something in me that makes me different, that makes me strong. For myself, when I was just a young little kid, if my mom's was one of her crazy ass boyfriends kicked in the door and came in trying to hurt somebody, my little 10-year-old self went and grabbed some scissors or a knife or some type of switchblade I used to carry around. And I stand toe to toe with that motherfucker and look him in his eyes because that's my mother. You're not going to touch nobody in this house. Knowing good and damn well this dude could probably fling me across the house. But you know what? It wasn't about the fear. It wasn't about the fact that I could be hurt. It's about that I have to be brave for somebody else. Somebody who I care about. And that's when I knew just as a young, as a toddler. Well, not as a toddler, but as a young kid. That's when I knew that I had something that separated me from other people. That heart. And that's not me saying that to gloat. That's me saying that at some point in time in your life, and it may have already passed, you probably didn't even notice it. You're going to go through an experience where it's like, yo, that took a lot of heart to get through. You know, if you lost somebody who's really close to you and you got up and you still decided that you had to provide for your family, you had to provide for yourself, that you had to keep pushing forward, that's the courage right there. You probably didn't even notice it. You probably just thought it was just a pain that just, you know, kind of went away. No, that was you being strong. That was you showing heart. All you got to do is just take that and capture it and just build on it. Just take it and just keep moving forward with it. You know, it's 2020. I don't want to have anybody go into this year thinking that it's going to be the same old, just because... You know, 2019 didn't go too well. If you got knocked down in 2019, are you going to stay there forever? You got a choice. Every day you wake up in the morning, you have a choice. You have a choice to either surrender or to attack. You have a choice to either be broken or be strong. Nobody can make that choice but you. So get rid of the safety net. Get rid of the doubt. And show the world, show yourself that you have the heart. Because again, God is constantly calling on us to be more than we are. More than we are. There's this misunderstanding that we just came to this realization that God just wants all of us just, you know, just to be happy about. No, be more. Free will, free body, be more. Why stop? A lot of you guys have an opportunity that some people will never get. Let me tell you something. There's some individuals out there, somewhere in America, there's a little boy who's dying of cancer. He doesn't have the opportunity to be the best that he can be. He's gonna die one day. It's way too early. So what's your excuse? Somewhere out there, there's a young life that just got taken. What's your excuse? Every day I wake up, I know that there's somebody out there who's this little girl out there who can't walk, this little boy out there who can't see. They already got set back. What is my excuse? Because I had a little rough growing up. Because I'm black, and it's harder for me. I don't have no excuses. We're leaving all those excuses behind. If you just came into 2020 and you have 1,000,001 excuses already on why you haven't been to the gym yet, on why you haven't started school or applied for school, on why you don't want to leave your job yet, on why you haven't applied for that promotion, you have excuses, you're already making them up for 2020. You're just setting yourself up for failure. You're just getting a head start on making sure that 2020 goes just as bad or worse than 2019 did. It's about more than just being scared. It's about more than just being somebody who allows life to just beat them down. This is about our honor. This is about our legacy. This is about our souls. This is about who we are as individuals. What we want to be. Who we're choosing to be. So jump off that ledge. Jump into your destiny. Jump into your new career. Take control of who you want to be today. Take control of yourself now. At the end of the day, we can't push anybody to do anything that they don't want to do. But when you come on this side, when you stand up and you decide that you want to be ambitious and you want to be a hungry, goal-chasing individual, when you want to become a reaper, that's when you understand that we don't chase dreams, we hunt goals. And we got the heart to do it. And life can't break us down. Nothing can stop us on this earth but God. Because again, we wield the most powerful, the most indestructible source on this planet Earth, and as a soul. So guys, I'm excited to see where 2020 heads, where it takes us. We're going to keep coming at you guys with more motivation, more insights, more topics. 2020 is going to be great. We're going to have some guests coming on the podcast in the up and coming months. We're going to have a very productive, a very goal-oriented 2020. Catch y'all next time.